Terry Bruner, State Director for Rural Development at the USDA, talking to you about some of the people I've met along the way doing good work in New Mexico. Government employees often get a bad rap. Complaints about the bureaucracy were likely as common in ancient Rome as they are today. However, no matter what you believe, most government employees truly care about and are invested in the well-being of their community. One such employee is Christy Ortiz, the city clerk in Bayard, New Mexico. At first glance, you wouldn't think this unassuming, modest person has the ability to move mountains. However, she has scaled the rugged terrain of issues that besiege this rural mining community as it struggles to build on its economic present to define its economic future. Nestled at the southern edge of the Gila Mountains, Bayard was once a flourishing mining town that supported the area copper mines. Communities surrounding mining areas often have it pretty tough. Bayard has managed to stay alive and some would say thrive. During the last 20 years, the town has been led by various mayors and city councilors. But politicians alone don't get the work done. They come and go, but in Bayard, the one constant presence during the last 13 years has been Christy Ortiz, who acts on all the ideas coming from those community leaders. In the 6 years I've known her, Christy has teamed up with USDA to finance a new library, community center repairs, new police cars, and water system improvements. She doesn't command a large staff, and often Christy writes the applications and oversees the projects herself. She's not intimidated at all by federal or state government paperwork or process. She says she likes the challenge. I found Christy's library project to be especially inspiring. More than $1 million in federal stimulus funds came in to support their renovation of their old library to include a new media room, a children's room, and a public meeting room. The library provides so much for a small town where there isn't much to do. It's a community meeting space, internet access point, and a place for kids to go when maybe going home isn't always the best option. Christy's determination to get things working right, as she puts it, isn't the only thing that makes her successful. She's infectiously positive, and as one of her coworkers puts it, she'll do anything for you. You see Christy's influence far beyond her projects. The city staff is a group of refreshingly positive people in Bayard, and there are often smiles on their faces and a decent amount of laughing around City Hall. You can tell that for them, this is more than a job. I noticed the other day when I was passing through that even their police lieutenant had his hand on a speeder's shoulder and an understanding smile on his face as he kindly explained why he had been pulled over. Imagine that. Christy understands that there are certainly challenges in a small town like Bayard. Substance abuse, lack of economic opportunity, people leaving town and never coming back, not enough things for kids to do, those are just a few. But rather than dwell on these issues, Christy just keeps moving. This government employee already is thinking about the next project, the next challenge to overcome for her town. Like I said, she's moving mountains, and it's wonderful to watch.